special episode of Magic the Amateuring. I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And it's our special Crimbus episode.
That's right. So we're going to start it off with a special little Christmas song for you.
Yes, we may or may not have rewritten the words.
What? These are the originals.
Oh, these are the original words?
Yeah, these are the original words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off.
I'm dreaming of a white deck list, just like the ones Craig Wesco plays, where the creatures attack and the spells help them do that until your opponent is dead.
Is dead.
I'm dreaming of a white deck list with every Gideon Wizard's prince. May your creatures be weeny and white. And may all your deck lists be white.
Oh, that was lovely, Megan.
Yeah, Maria, this Christmas, may all of your deck lists be white.
Thank you. May all of yours be white and blue, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have a lovely fire going here at headquarters of MTA.
Yeah.
Part of my house is burning down, but we choose to think of it as a hearth, the hearth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, when you don't have a fireplace, sometimes if you want a fire, you just have to burn your whole house down.
I agree.
Absolutely. Well, Maria, we're going to kick it off with a little bit of a year in review. We're going to talk about some of our best memories.
Oh, we have so many great memories to share with you this year, you guys. Mm-hmm. 2015, am I right? What a year.
What a year. I mean, it's one bigger than 2014 and one smaller than the year that is yet to come.
And it is exactly the same as 2015.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
I want to point out, by the way, that if you're listening to this audio podcast, remember, you can watch the video of our Christmas special on Tularean Community College. And if you do, you'll receive a great gift, and that is me wearing reindeer ears.
Yes. We also want to let you know that if you're watching the video of this video podcast on Tularean Community College right now, we do have an audio version.
We do, in fact.
It is a podcast. You can find that on iTunes.
It's also on Stitcher.
It's also on Stitcher and on our website, magictheamateuring.com.
Yeah, it was so funny. Somebody posted in the video comments like, wouldn't it be great if this was actually, if you had an audio version?
So that I could listen to it while I was doing other stuff.
And we're like, oh boy, do we. Do we ever have an audio version?
That sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah.
Solid.
Well, Megan, on this Crimbus episode, what is some of your favorite memories from 2015?
Oh, man.
Looking back.
I mean, early on in the year, we started it off with a real bang. And by started, I mean in May.
Yes.
Which is in the first third of the... Nope, not even.
Nope, not even.
All right. It's in the first half of the year.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas.
Yes, we did. GP Vegas.
It was amazing. It was really
the
special.
Greatest.
Really incredible. So great.
You know, Hélène Bergeau, director of competitive play.
Yeah.
Recently asked on Twitter, you know, what was your favorite event of the year?
And so many people
said
Vegas.
Because it was awesome.
Yeah, and as a lot of people pointed out, it was like, it made Magic feel like Magic had its own convention.
Yeah,
because it really there did. Was so much more than just tournament play happening there. There were artists, there were...
So many
artists.
Side events.
There were so many wonderful people to meet.
One of the new James Bond girls. Side events galore. I just got a hold of the newest script.
Wow.
Yeah. Bond infiltrates a magic tournament.
Oh, and...
And meets side events galore.
She's nefarious. She's a nefarious lady. She will take all of your money. Side events galore.
She's a real shark. Sharp? Really? Shark? Was it a card shark or a card sharp?
Card shark.
I think it's a card sharp.
I think there's like one of each.
What's the difference?
Well, one has pointy edges and one has pointy teeth.
It's the same as turnpike and turnpipe.
What? Turnpipe is not a thing.
People say coming down the turnpipe.
That is not a thing that people say.
People do say it.
No, they're just saying it wrong then. That's not being a thing. That's just people saying it wrong.
You know, Actually, people got in an argument about this on another fabulous podcast, if you're interested in language, called Away With Words.
Okay.
They talked about this.
They talked about turnpipe?
Turnpipe versus turnpike, because somebody called in and was like, I don't know the difference.
And they were like, turnpipe is just people being incorrect.
They said turnpike is the old version.
Yeah, so the correct one. That's how words work.
All right. All right.
All right.
Maria, anyway, Vegas, great.
Yes, tell me about some of your best memories.
One of my best memories is related to Vegas, and that was, first of all, getting to meet all the people that we knew online and seeing them person for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, experiencing Vegas and then coming home and being the sickest I've ever been in my entire fucking life.
Convention flu.
I definitely had the convention crud. I got horribly ill and a listener sent me in a little token. That was when germ tokens were a thing. And it was a picture of me sick and it was like germ or whatever. It was great.
Aww, that was poor really germ. Cute.
Of course, we also attended the Community Cup in 2015, and that was an experience of a lifetime.
Absolutely. It really was. The more that I think back on it, the more that I'm like, that was a once-in-a-lifetime dealio, yo.
Except for Kenji. In his case, it was a twice-in-a-lifetime dealio.
We can't all be Kenji.
Oh, we can try. Meg and I try and be Kenji every day. I wake up, I'm like, am I Kenji? I look in the mirror. No.
No. Do you try and play saxophone?
Yeah, I play the keyboards. I just can't play Tiny Dancer like Kenji, you know?
The keyboards? Are you trying to play on more than one? Because I think they...
What are you saying? I play the keyboard or I'm on keyboards?
No, you're definitely playing keyboard or on keys. Like you can be playing keys, like playing the keys.
You wouldn't say this person's on keyboards.
unless they were literally playing two keyboards. Which is a thing.
Megan, we've already gotten into three semantic arguments, and we're not even like into our show. What was the first one? I don't know anymore.
Turnpike.
Card sharp, turnpike.
I don't think card sharp. We just kind of agreed that like they're both a thing.
Okay.
That wasn't an argument, but these two definitely are.
Okay, great. Anyway, so yeah, okay. Community Cup, GP Vegas were definitely the highlights for me.
Absolutely.
In 2015. How about you, Megan?
Well, like I said, I'm the one who got to say GP Vegas.
Yeah.
I said that.
You're claiming
Cup.
It?
No, we're both there for all of these things because
That's
we're secretly
true.
The same person.
We are.
They were both such a wonderful time and I it's so great meeting people.
Yeah,
it's
really is.
Amazing. One of my favorite things was when we went to GP Madison, which was pretty soon after the Community Cup,
mm-hmm.
and just getting to meet so many people there who had like watched the Community Cup. Or like knew us from the podcast. And it was, I think it was like the first GP that we had been to in a while since Vegas. And Vegas was kind of like, it was so big and crazy, you know?
Yeah.
You miss a lot of people there. So it was really cool.
It really was.
Yeah.
At Madison. We drove all the way there and back. That was a long drive, man.
It wasn't.
Boy.
I mean, there are worse drives. There are better drives. There are worse drives.
Yeah, Madison was a great time. I got a Hedron. Mm-hmm. I got a Hedron. I still got to put it up in this room somewhere.
Oh, man. We need to assemble it so it's back here.
It can be in the background
exactly.
of this video.
Make sure that Ulamog doesn't come in.
Yeah. Another great memory I have from 2015 is being picked up and becoming part of Tulare Community College.
Yeah.
Yay.
Which is pretty, like, in GP Vegas, one of the people that we got to meet there was the professor.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the doctor, we now know his real name.
Yeah, we do.
But we can't tell it to you.
We can't.
He is simply the professor.
He would have all of his powers. You know, we have access to all of his powers.
Be really problematic.
Now. Yeah.
And becoming part of the YouTube channel because we love the professor's work so much. We love the professor himself so much. What a delightful human being.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
the reason I mentioned that to prove his delightfulness is he sent us Christmas presents.
I know, he totally did. It's amazing.
We're so
thankful.
They just showed up at my door one day. He did not say, oh, by the way, look out for a package. Boom, they were there.
They were just there.
Okay, so we're going to open them on the show today.
Go. Yeah. We're very excited. I can't believe we like waited a whole week, which I'm not a waiter.
How could I wait?
I don't wait for things.
But we waited. It
really
was so
don't.
Hard, you guys.
I know.
This is a callback to one of our earlier episodes too, by the way.
Yeah.
In our first season of recording, we gave each other magic presents and opened them on the show.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is like our third year of time together and
yeah.
here we are. opening some presents from somebody who thought kindly enough to put us on their YouTube channel.
I know.
And we have little cards here, too. So this says, this is mine, Maria's, to Exava Rakdos Blood Witch, Maria, unleash your holiday joy with haste, the professor. Oh, what could this be?
Solid pun.
This is like a brick, solid, you guys. I'm, this package is heavy and solid as a brick.
Mine says, to Treasure Cruise, Megan, this holiday season, draw a bunch of cards and then get banned.
Megan, don't get banned.
Do you know what? Sometimes you're just too powerful.
Should we open them at the same time?
Yes. Okay. We're very excited.
They're wrapped so well by the lovely Amazon.com wrapping stuff.
This is so... Look at this ribbon. This is a really nice ribbon.
You should put that in your hair.
I'll go right on that. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
What?
No way!
It's a whole box of BFZ.
I got an entire box of
BFZ.
Oh my god!
Thank you.
Thank you. This is awesome.
My god!
Oh my gosh! Look at Gideon! I'm so excited. I've never. Do you know something, you guys out there in Magicland?
I've never owned a box. I've never owned a full box.
I've never bought one. I've never owned one.
Thank you, Professor.
This is awesome.
This is so nice. It's the nicest thing.
I think I did get paid in a box for like something I did in Omaha, now that I think about it. But that's the only time. I sold it right away.
Sell this one.
No, because this one has my expedition in it that I have yet to open.
You have yet to open an expedition?
Megan, how is one of your memories not, I opened two expeditions?
I opened two expeditions. They're so pretty.
Whatever, dude.
We need to get together a draft.
Thank you. Yeah, we do. We could draft.
Because do you know what we will not do? We will not crack boosters.
No, we are not going to straight up crack these.
We do not crack boosters.
No, we draft them.
We respect these presents and these boosters too much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's brilliant. He also is sending us another Christmas present, which will be coming soon. And you all out there in viewer land will be able to enjoy it as well as we will. That's all I'm going to say. I happen to know what it is.
Yes.
But it's a really awesome present.
Exciting. Well, we have a present for the listeners.
Yeah, if you want to
call
it.
Or a punishment,
depending on
how you feel about it. Which is another little Christmas song for you.
Megan, you sing this one a lot better than I do.
Okay, but you have to also sing it.
I'll just let
me sing it alone.
Okay. Ready your ears, everybody.
Emrakul Ulamog and Kozilek were immobilized by a Hedron prison. But then some stupid planeswalkers freed them from their timeless prison. Emrakul Ulamog and Kozilek make Eldrazi spawn and Eldrazi scions. They are eating up all Zendikar. R.I.P. Lorthos.
R.I.P. Lorthos.
I think we're going to stop that one
I'm really sad about Lorthos, Megan.
We sang about it, really. We were very cheerful.
Yeah, I know we did.
During that song.
You know, you and I actually didn't really get to know Lorthos, you know, very much.
No, we didn't get to know
about We hardly him. Knew ye.
Lorthos.
You beautiful sea monster, you.
Yeah.
You didn't have much of a brain, but boy, you sure had a big octopus heart.
I think he did have a brain. Wasn't he smart?
Well, he was instinctual.
He wasn't smart enough to, you know, avoid getting cut in half by Kozilek.
It's a real shame, Lorthos, what happened to you, buddy. I blame Kiara personally for her bravado.
Yeah, she's the one who called him, you know, so... You know, she was like, Lorthos, you have to come help everybody.
Yep.
And Lorthos was like, okay. And then, you know.
And then, boom.
He bit it. He bit it real hard.
Anyway, that's a real sour note.
Well, Maria.
Yeah.
To brighten it up, we have an interview.
Ooh, let's sit tight for that.
All right.
Hey everybody, we have a very special guest for you on this very special Christmas episode of Magic the Amateuring. He is in fact our most popular guest we've ever had on the show.
Absolutely. So back by listener and viewer demand is the one, the only Nicol Bolas.
Hello, I am back.
Oh, Nicol, it is such an honor to have you here on our show again. Our audience has been clamoring for you to be back.
Thank you for inviting me back. I made my form very small, so I did not explode your house with my giant dragon body.
Oh, thank you. That was very considerate.
Thank you. It would have been really problematic, you know. Maria has put a lot of money into this house.
That's true.
So,
Yes, it is nice. I like your yellow wall.
Oh, we don't love the yellow wall.
We don't love the yellow wall.
Well, I do.
Okay. All right. Oh, well,
I mean, that makes sense being a gold planeswalker.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense.
Of course.
Nicole, we want to check in with you. The holiday season is upon us. I don't know. How are you preparing for the holidays? How does an elder dragon planeswalker prepare for the holidays?
Well, I have been Christmas shopping for gifts, but I don't have anyone to give them to. As you know, Nicole Bolas is looking for love.
Yeah.
And he is not found. I have been on a number of dates. I thought a lady named Nancy would be the one.
Oh, Nancy. Wow.
But unfortunately, she lives in Phoenix. And
you're in Russia still?
I live in Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine.
Most of the time when I am here on this plane. And so she would not move, and I did not want to live in Arizona. So what are you going to do?
That's a tough spot, Nicole.
I'm really sorry. And you know, usually I would tell people, you know, follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might end up liking the place where you live. But Arizona, I think I'm not going to encourage you to try Arizona.
Megan has just alienated all of our listeners in Arizona.
Well, it's okay for some people, but it's too hot for a dragon. My wings get all dry.
Oh, do you have dry wing?
I get a problem? Dry wing. Yeah. Under my wing pit.
Oh,
and it gets very scaly, and jeez, it's not good because it's hard with my claw hands to put lotion there. That's why I live in Ukraine, where it is not so dry.
Yeah,
I can imagine claw hands bring with it a host of their own problems.
Yes, lots of problems. Mostly I try to give massage to people.
Oh, to like Nancy or other ladies?
Yes, to all the ladies or gentlemen. I do not care either way. Or, you know, other dragon beasts or things like that, but it's tough. So I am having a blue Christmas.
I'm sorry, wow. Nicole.
That's really rough.
Can I tap your head? Is that okay?
It's okay, but be mindful of head egg.
Oh, yes, yeah, your egg. Always, I will always. Not. There we go. It's going to be okay.
It's my eyebrow, yes.
It's going to be okay.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
It's nice to have a human touch. A lot of people turn and run in fear, for I will crush them with my great strength. And sometimes I do, so it's a founded fear. I get it. But Nicole needs love.
Do you know what? I feel like, Nicole, the holiday season is a really magical time. And so, you know, I'm going to hold out hope for you. I know that right now you're having kind of a blue Christmas, but do you know what? You never know. Maybe you'll get a Christmas miracle.
Thank you very much. If anybody knows any available people, I guess they can get in touch with me via your Twitter.
Yes.
And let me know. Maybe it will be a happy Christmas or New Year for Nicole.
Have you considered raising your head egg by yourself, Nicole? I mean, single parenting is a thing.
Yes, it is. And I have great respect for everyone that does that. But Nicole has a lot of hobbies.
Oh,
and I feel like it would be unfair to my head egg progeny to not spend as much time as I would want if I was the sole caretaker.
Oh, I'm interested to know about your hobbies. I don't know about you.
Yeah,
Megan.
Please tell us about some of these hobbies.
Well, I like taking hikes in the woods, which can be hard sometimes because I crush trees that I walk around and my wings blow all the leaves everywhere and destroy habitat.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like. I am a good pool player. Not great, but good. Sometimes I hustle the other Ukrainians and they get angry, but what are they going to do? I can crush them with my claw hands.
Yeah, I think, you know, the age-old advice, don't make a dragon angry, he'll crush you with his claw hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is originating with me.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yes. It makes sense. You are the oldest.
The oldest. Yes, I'm
very
dragons.
Old.
Yeah.
Very old.
You know, what do you feel like? As you mentioned, you're pretty old. You're a very elder dragon. What's the biggest piece of advice that you think you've learned in all of your many years in the multiverse?
Yes. Well, I would say generally for life, you want to be easy, but crush your enemies.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, on the one hand, don't get too stressed. It will dry out your skin
or give you a heart attack.
But if someone wrongs you, you must step on their skull or burn them with fire or whatever.
Yeah.
That's illegal in for us. You know, I know an elder dragon, it's hard to put you in a prison.
No. Laws do not apply to me.
One could say impossible.
Yes, indeed. Impossible. But that really doesn't work for most of us. I mean, if I went out crushing all of my enemies, well, I'd be locked up, Nickel.
You'd get to crush, you know, a handful.
That's
maybe,
fair.
Yeah. Before you were caught.
Yeah. I mean, you can interpret it for your own situation. So maybe you cannot breathe fire or have a big feet they can crush, but you can give someone a mean look or tell them they are a bad person.
And maybe that
is how you crush your enemy, with meanness or other things.
Thank you for that really interesting.
It's very
interesting
deep.
Advice. Yeah. Crush people with meanness.
Yes.
Nickel, I just want to know, what TV are you watching these days? You know, what you got any favorite shows?
Right now I just finished the Netflix show Jessica Jones.
Oh.
I thought it was a very good show.
Interesting
take on trauma. PTSD, while at the same time being a superhero show with a female lead. I appreciate that. David Tennant had a very good acting performance, in my opinion.
Yes. I'm only on the first episode, Nickel.
Okay,
so
well, I won't give you spoilers.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's some dark television watching for this holiday season. Could I also recommend to you, you know, when you're in one of your blue moods, maybe trying out the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, I have heard.
You need to be picked up a little bit.
I have heard a lot of things about that, and I do like a good sponge, so.
I mean, don't we all?
Yes.
Wow, Nickel was so great in that interview.
Yeah, he really.
Wasn't he the best?
He really is. You know, I really believe that 2016 is going to be his year.
Yeah, he's going to find that love, you know?
He really is. Maybe it's Nancy.
Maybe it is Nancy.
I really hope it is. I understand that it sounds like, you know, Arizona is not a climate that suits his dragon wings, but, you know, maybe he can make it work.
I just really hope he can figure out that dryness, that wing dryness.
It's really gross. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
A lot of people deal with dryness,
really,
Megan.
Don't.
It's natural.
Want to hear about
it. And it's fixable. That's the best news.
That is good news.
You can find a cure for dryness.
All right.
Of
now
any
that we've
kind
agreed on that, we can stop talking about it.
You know,
stop
any
talking
kind of
about it.
Local drugstore.
Just anytime.
Megan.
Just talk about something else.
Is this how you handled the birds and the bees talk? When your parents tried to give you that?
Yeah, no, that's basically what I did.
You're
I was basically just like. And then I just, like, pretended, like, I was invisible and they were talking to no one.
Yep. But you got the talk.
Which is how not all at once ever, I don't think.
It was
just, like, them, like, trying to provide information. And, again, me pretending like I wasn't in the room anymore as soon as they started talking about it.
I understand.
So then they'd kind of, like, trail off and wouldn't anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like that's the way that I deal with a lot of difficult conversations.
I'm just invisible. Bye, Megan.
Bye.
Goodbye. She's leaving us, you guys.
All right.
To watch this house burn down by myself.
We should really get that taken care of at some point.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Time for another song, I think, Megan.
I think so, too.
Have yourself a merry little F&M. May your deck run well. From now on, every spell is a counterspell. Have yourself a merry little F&M. May all your draws be live. From now on, start every match with good luck. High five. Here we are at the tabletop. Happy tabletops galore. Salty friends who lose to us will lose to us once more. Through the years, we all will play together, if the pairings allow.
May all your swords turn into plows. May all your swords turn into plows.
No, don't flip tables and don't get into angry rows.
Nobody says rouse who's okay, an American.
But also the sentence, may all your swords turn into plows, doesn't make sense.
It, you know, into plowshares.
But that's plowshares.
It didn't work with the meter.
No, it's plowshares.
If your sword turned into a plow, you'd probably plow with it, right?
Okay, but mine worked in meter and also rhymed. And was slightly British.
And have yourself a merry little F&M now.
Oh, that was delightful.
That was delightful.
I feel like a good old crisp eggnog, you know?
A crisp eggnog?
Yes, I want to crack an egg and put it right in that nog. That's how you make eggnog, right?
I don't think you understand.
One cup nog, one cup egg, eggnog.
We're just going to go with the yes.
Okay, great.
All right. So Maria, we had a lot of sets come out this year.
We sure did.
Yeah, we really did. We started out the year with one of my personal least favorites, Fate Reforged. I really hated Fate Reforged.
Why did you hate Fate Reforged, Megan?
I just didn't like it. So I really hated it.
Compared to the previous set, you think?
Oh man, I loved Triple Cons.
Yeah, I think that's probably why you hated it.
Triple Cons was such a great draft environment.
Everyone loved Triple Cons.
So many crazy things happened.
Yeah.
And like things go so many different ways. And then I felt like Fate Reforged just came in and was like, oh, do you love this thing? Let me fuck with it.
I don't recall hating it as much as you did.
Oh, I really hated
it. But I do remember you hating it.
I really hated it. I just felt like it was so bomby too.
It was extraordinarily bomby.
Yeah,
that was the format of like
Citadel Siege. And you're just like, oh fuck this.
Every time that card came down, you're like, scoopty poopty. That was just the way of it.
It was pretty gross. And I'm trying to think. Like I don't remember necessarily the other cards, but there were a lot. There were other super.
It was very bomby, and it was well known to be bomby format.
Yeah.
Dragons came after that, however.
Yeah, I felt like Dragons fixed that to some extent.
It did.
It didn't ever return Khan's block to its former glory.
Glory.
Which is really what I was hoping for, but it was, you know, it was better than Fate Reforged because you can't fall off the floor.
I found Dragons, to me, was slightly disappointing because I wanted more dragons.
Yes, and Mark Rosewater even said that in his blog.
Yeah, he did.
Everyone's, like, he does summary blogs kind of talking about the design year in review.
Yeah.
Which in this case came after Origins because they do it by their years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he mentioned that he was like, yeah, if it's the theme of your set, like, it's not
it should
the theme
be at common.
If it's not at common.
Right. And I 100% agree with that. Like, I was, if you remember, listeners, I had been very jazzed. I was like, oh, baby dragons, medium-sized dragons, common dragons. I was, like, really excited for just, like, a, you know, a 2/2 flying dragon for 3, like a wind drake, you know? Didn't happen.
Yeah. And also, I mean, someone had the cool, like, lore idea that on Tarkir, dragons are just birthed out of these giant storms.
Yeah.
Fully fledged. They're full big dragons already, which I think, as Cardboard Crack pointed out, was probably born of someone at Wizards just being like, I don't want to have the birds and the bees talk with my kid. They're like future me if I ever have kids.
They're born out of storms.
Exactly. Like, where do babies come from? Giant lightning storms.
A storm.
Giant lightning storms.
A storm, child.
Don't ask questions.
Don't ask any more things.
So there weren't going to be baby dragons because they were all born, you know.
From a storm. Yeah. So that's solved the problem, but I was a little disappointed. I mean, the dragon lords themselves were obviously bomb.com.
Yeah. They were great.
They were great. But that was just a slight disappointment that I had with the set.
I had a tiny return to my green-white roots because for some reason I really loved Dragon Lord Dromoka. I thought she was great. The art, she just looked like baller regal.
Yeah.
She looked the most like, that's a fucking dragon lord. She's in spikes charge. On her back. Exactly. And was like bathed in like a sunrise lighting. Uh-huh. And you're just like, yeah, I'd follow that dragon.
Yeah. Forget these cons.
Let's follow that dragon. Even though Thilumgar is great.
Thilumgar is the best.
He's so great.
Such a little derp. He's
so cute.
Who can forget our cutest card, Thilumgar?
Oh, Thilumgar. He's so cute.
All iterations of Thilumgar.
Adorable. Are the cutest.
So we saw dragons. And then, of course, there was the big kind of finale, the farewell, if you will, to core sets with Magic Origins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, oranges.
Yeah, Magic Oranges.
Magic Oranges.
Where we got our flip planeswalkers, which is pretty cool to reflect their stories of their spark igniting.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I love oranges because I wanted the backstory for these planeswalkers and I got it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty sweet. And the set itself was a pretty solid set.
It was a good draft set.
It was a good draft set. We enjoyed it. You know? Oh, yeah. And between there, don't forget we had Modern Masters 2.
Ah, yes, Modern Masters 2, which not I did as not, big as, not as good as Modern Masters 1.
Not as big
1,
of a hit as Modern Masters 1.
Still good.
I mean,
still
you can have
draft
some,
it.
Exactly. It was still a fun time. I still loved the, when you, like, the, basically, like, the overrun decks where you make a bunch of, derpy O1s and then, overrun or whatever.
That was a great.
Pretty cool.
Great strategy. Pretty cool. I do remember doing something like, something insane, like, I think it was 80 points of trample damage in one
attack. Yeah, with
like
an overwhelming stampede. Mm-hmm. Oh, there were a couple, like all of the times that I cast overwhelming stampede, I just felt really good about myself. Someone was like, do you know what? We need to give the people who aren't feeling too good about themselves like a little bit of a boost right now. and we're going to do that with overwhelming stampede because when you cast that card, it's a warm, fuzzy feeling that sticks with you for days.
Sure does.
It really does.
Up next, Battle for Zendikar.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Great.
And do you know what? There have been a lot of people, I noticed when people were talking about the year in review, a lot of people felt like it was a miss.
Why?
And I think
because
it's,
of green?
No, I think it's, as far as I can tell, it's a lot of people who are disappointed that it didn't actually impact standard a ton.
Yeah, that is disappointing.
If you look at some really powerful decks, there's still a lot of sea rhinos.
Ooh, you even said its name.
I know. Fucking rhino. And there's a lot of, Abzan aggro, Abzan control, Abzan midrange, fuck all of them. There's Jeskai is playing, Mantis
Jeskai.
Rider, Jace is all over the place. Monastery Mentor sometimes, Tassigar is in a lot of stuff, like Dark Jeskai.
Yeah.
So they felt, they looked at Battle for Zendikar and they're like, well, this didn't influence the metagame really almost at all. Like, not a lot of deck innovation came out of this set. And I can understand that being disappointing if you are really like a standard player.
I get it.
I loved drafting it though. I really had a great time drafting it.
As well. I think it's a great set. I mean, it is really too bad about green. I was talking to Megan about this because she's been so adamant about the fact that green is terrible.
Yeah.
And I kind of fought back on it. And then I was like, one day I was like, you know what? I'll just try it. And you know what? I've won my last 4-8 fours because I have not drafted green.
Yeah.
I would play against decks.
It's the biggest difference.
Which were, ostensibly, they looked great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, how am I going to, and then I just won versus them.
At the streamer showdown last week, when we were playing the first round against Wedge, he had like tons of Eyeless Watchers and Grove Tender Druid and was making all these extra 1/1s. And then he had to draw a war caller. And, we lost game one, and then we still won the match. We won games 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, I mean, you even had what is a really incredible card.
Right. I know.
And it just, it didn't
I just can't.
Work out.
I mean, once you put down that, that 3/5 in blue, what are you going to do even if you're in green?
Yeah. That 3, oh, man. Oracle of Dust. Let's go back to favorite memories.
Sure.
I love casting and activating Oracle of Dust. It is a good feeling.
I agree.
I love that card. I think that is a great, a really well-designed card.
It is. It really is. Sky Spawner is the feeling that I love.
Yeah, no. casting that feels great. But I also, you know, I love drawing cards a little bit more than you do.
Yeah.
So, and I just felt like, yeah, there's, you know, obviously like blue red and blue black are all are some of the two strongest decks around.
Easily, yeah.
But there's also like they're also not the only viable decks. I really, as long as you're not drafting green, you can draft a viable combination of lots of different colors.
I don't think red white is a good color you want to be in.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little rougher. I think they're usually like 2/1 decks is what I feel like. Even really good red white is 2/1-y. But yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I really
so
enjoyed Battle for Zendikar.
BFC from a draft standpoint.
From a draft standpoint. And I'm really excited to see where Oath of the Gatewatch goes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I mean, it's going to be really cool. It's I feel like people are still confused about colorless wastes and colorless.
They'll get it. They'll get it.
I know. Just being a little. Still. Just a little crazy.
I'm excited about colorless mana and having its own symbol and stuff because I personally love to see the game evolve, and I'm happy that Magic is a game that isn't afraid to change as time goes on and to adapt and make itself better. And there's not a lot of games out there like that.
Yeah.
That'll just go in and, I mean, there's not a lot of games like Magic, period.
No, which is part of what we love about it.
Or, like, you know, just in general, people are so afraid of change, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So, oh, we shouldn't change this. It's been this way for years. And Magic just seems to be willing to adapt and be like, hey, what if we try this and try things? And maybe, you know, maybe it doesn't work and that's fine because Magic's not going anywhere. So, anyway.
Which is pretty cool.
Props to you guys for doing that there at Wizards.
Super excited for Oath of the Gatewatch. Super excited for what the next year brings.
Sure, let's sing another song. Megan. I have to clear my old chuckle bin there.
So you clear your throat?
Just had to clear the old chuckle cavity.
All right.
Hold on, I've got to find it.
it's right here.
Oh, okay.
It's right here. You found it?
I got it.
Okay. I'll play Modo for Christmas. I've made plans, you see. Please fix bugs and online thugs. Dear Worth, be kind to me. Christmas Eve will find me where the screen light gleams. I'll play Modo for Christmas, and I will probably stream.
Wow.
We were off on that one.
That was a rough ending.
You want to try, the song again?
Let's just try the end.
Hold on, and it's and
I will probably stream.
It goes
up at the end.
And
I will probably stream. The same note. Probably stream.
I'm going down and you're going up, though.
And I will probably stream.
There you go. You were going up before.
Oh. Okay. Edit.
Okay. Just do the whole thing real quick.
Okay.
I'll
play Modo for Christmas. I've made plans, you see. Please fix bugs and online thugs. Dear Worth, be kind to me. Christmas Eve will find me where the screen light gleams. I'll play Modo for Christmas, and I will probably stream.
I mean,
that was lovely.
It was. Maria.
Yes, Megan.
We talked about our best memories.
We sure did.
But being people who live in Minnesota, you being from here and me having been here long enough to have adapted to some of the more annoying qualities sometimes, we haven't talked about what we felt we did well in the past year.
Ah, yes.
You know, New Year's. No, what we did well. self, you know, aggrandizement.
Yes.
Because you know, the new year always brings time for like resolutions on what you can do better. Mm-hmm. But I think it's Christmas as a gift to yourself. Do you know, like, give yourself a pat on the back?
Sure.
You know, acknowledge that you did some things well. Yeah. What are some magic things that you felt like you did well this year?
Well, I think I'm getting better at playing with more discipline when I choose to heed this warning. And play with more intent and purposefulness. So I think this manifests itself right now when I'm doing pretty well, I think, in this draft format with Battle for Zendikar. And I do think it showed itself when I had that top 8 pre-PTQ finish. What format was that?
Origins, I feel like.
Yeah, it was Oranges.
Oranges.
I believe. Yeah. Anyway, it was great because that whole day I felt like I was just playing very well. And I had I wasn't like, oh, I have the best deck ever. But I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And I think I'm piloting it well. And just making more informed, more intelligent decisions in my Magic gaming. I am an impulsive player by nature, being Rakdos and just being how I like to play. But I'm doing that, and I find myself getting better. And you know, I can see myself getting better when I like look at the cards in the Vintage Cube this year that's out for Christmas. And I say to myself, I know what those cards do. You know, because back in the day, yeah. I did not. And I didn't understand their utility in a deck. You know, and now I'll say, oh, this goes in this deck because of reason X or Y. And that's something I could not have told you last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not for all of the cards, anyway.
Yeah.
So, Megan, what growth have you seen for yourself this year?
I feel like I've drawn a lot of cards.
Good job.
So, you know, we're really staying on target.
Yeah.
I feel good. I challenged myself to go to a standard Grand Prix at the beginning of the year. I went to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know what? I still don't particularly like standard.
It's so tough to keep up
but
with.
But do you know
honestly.
What? I felt like good because, you know, I tried playing Ascendancy Combo there, which yeah. I loved playing Ascendancy Combo. So that was great. And I felt like, do you know what? Now when I smack talk standard GPs, I can do so having gone to one.
Yep.
This really makes a big difference. You know, and maybe someday we'll get into them. Maybe someday I will. But I foresee more modern in my future
yeah,
than
modern
I do standard.
Yeah, modern is more of a stable format.
But I felt good, you know, going and trying that out. And it was still like a really great, fun experience,
yeah.
as all Grand Prix are. I also feel like I've been getting a lot better at making more disciplined draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely can be the kind of person who's just like, I see something shiny that I like, and I'm just like, fuck
oh,
yeah,
yes.
take it.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
Like sometimes I'd be in like a red black deck, and I'd open a Coastal Discovery pack too, and Maria, it has Awaken, and it says draw 2 cards.
I understand.
And I think I've gotten a lot more disciplined about saying, Coastal Discovery, you're really beautiful, but you're not for me right now.
It is rough, so but sometimes you have to make the best decision
for sometimes
your life.
You have to say that. And that's an mm-hmm. extreme example. I don't feel like I'd necessarily make that kind of choice. But I feel like in my drafts, I sometimes am a little bit too... Yeah, like I give myself a little bit too much allowance to pick cards that I personally like over cards that are actually better.
Right.
And I've gotten a lot better this year about being like, do you know what? This is the powerful card. You need to go ahead and take it and be okay with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, sometimes you abandon your friends to be with politicians. That's literally a thing that I would never do in my life.
Yay, politics. Huh?
Hey.
Awesome. Fun times.
Nope. Never mind. Terrible analogy. Never yeah. abandon your friends to go hang out with politicians unless your friends are already politicians.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Maria, we've got a
final song.
We've
got
to find a little song to close it out.
This one's my personal favorite, and I hope will yeah. be sung for many Christmases into the future.
Absolutely.
Frosty the Grinder was a jolly happy soul, with a great deck list and a can of dew and a dwindling bankroll. Frosty the Grinder shows up at PTQs. He plays great all day, but try as he may, he knows in the top 8 he'll lose. There always is some magic in that old backpack he wears. And when he takes a pretty bad loss, he screams about variance. Oh, Frosty the Grinder was as determined as he could be. At his LGS he'd pre-release all day just to win a few packs to draft. Mulligan 6-5, Mulligan 4-3, Frosty's getting mad. Mulligan 6-5, Mulligan 4, Scry, hey, it's not that bad. Frosty the Grinder knew the GP was in town, so he said, let's pray I survive the day and can top 8 at X and 2. In the convention center, with a playmat in his hand, playing here and there, a curse, a swear, saying I'll probably get banned. He made it into the top 8, he had his invite locked, and he only faltered one more time when he missed an obvious block. Oh, Frosty the Grinder was cute and on his way. He waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll scrub out again someday. I'll scrub out again someday.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, that's our show. Thank you so much for joining us for this special Christmas episode of Magic the Amateuring. Remember, you can watch this video on Tolarian Community College coming
Absolutely.
Up on the Friday after it's released. I hope you guys have a great holiday. However you're going to celebrate, remember to celebrate it with MTA Cast.
Absolutely. And responsibly.
Yes.
Because that's what it sounded like you were going to say.
Oh, no, don't. I mean, you know, do whatever you want to do.
But responsibly.
But responsibly. You can listen to our episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, magictheamateuring.com. Follow us on Twitter at MTAcast. I'm horny_unicorny online.
I am Ice Cream Socialist.
You can buy this great shirt that I'm wearing on magictheamateuring.com for just $25. We have men's and ladies' sizes available, and it's a great thing to do. You can also support us on Patreon and get one for free if you want to go that route.
Absolutely. Also, keep in mind that the holidays are a really great time. A lot of people have different parties that you can go to, and it's also a time of year where, depending on where you live, it's super cold out, and a lot of shelters at this time of year are in need of lots of donations of things like gently used winter coats or scarves or boots
or socks
and lots of clean socks. So that actually comes from my roommate and I. A couple of weeks ago, we threw what we called a sock luck, which was a party where we had everyone bring stuff for the potluck, but we also had people bring packages of clean socks that we donated to a teen shelter in Minneapolis.
Great idea.
So just keep in mind that it's a beautiful holiday season, but there are people, you know, who are struggling with unfortunate stuff. And it's always also a good time of year to, in the spirit of the season, do something kind for people who might need it. Socks.
Socks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
And a happy magic year to you and yours.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
High five.